You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 6, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Ethiopia conflict escalation, unpacking the TPLF defiance. Tensions in northern Ethiopia recently reached a critical breaking point. On May 6, 2026, the Tigray People's Liberation Front made a bold political move. They formally reconstituted their pre-war regional council. The political group also appointed their chairman, Debretsion Gebremichael, as the regional president of Tigray. This significant action directly challenges the authority of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Furthermore, it effectively dissolves the federally backed interim regional administration. This interim administration was established after the devastating 2020 to 2022 civil war. The recent defiance perfectly mirrors the events that triggered the previous conflict. Observers fear the East African country is once again on the brink of violence. To understand this complex crisis, observers must examine a century of ethnic power struggles. The fragile peace following one of the deadliest wars of the century has now crumbled. Historical context is necessary to comprehend this dangerous relapse into open defiance. The roots of the current crisis trace back several decades. The Tigray People's Liberation Front originally started as a small guerrilla movement. They formed in the mid-1970s to fight against a Marxist military junta. This oppressive regime was widely known as the Derg. The Derg brutally ruled Ethiopia from 1974 until 1991. Under the leadership of Mengistu Haile Mariam, the Derg orchestrated the Red Terror. This campaign of state-sponsored mass killings occurred between 1976 and 1978. During this brutal period, the government murdered hundreds of thousands of political opponents. The TPLF led a grueling 15-year insurgency against this highly centralized dictatorship. In 1991, they successfully overthrew the Marxist regime. This victory marked a pivotal moment for political transformation in modern Ethiopia. Following their victory, the TPLF established a new governing coalition. This powerful group was called the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front. Under TPLF leader Meles Zenawi, the government restructured Ethiopia into an ethnic federal state. The 1995 constitution officially recognized the unique rights of over 80 ethnic groups. It divided the nation into semi-autonomous regions based on ethno-linguistic identity. This highly debated system of federalism aimed to empower historically marginalized communities. However, the system also allowed the TPLF to maintain massive political control. Tigrayans represent only about 6% of the entire national population. Despite this small demographic, the TPLF completely dominated the military and intelligence services. They also controlled massive business conglomerates and directed international foreign aid. This political hegemony lasted for nearly three decades. The central security apparatus remained firmly in their absolute grasp. Resentment over this minority rule eventually boiled over across the nation. Between 2016 and 2018, mass protests violently erupted in the Oromo and Amhara regions. These two distinct ethnic groups represent the largest populations in Ethiopia. The widespread unrest eventually forced the TPLF to relinquish their hold on federal power. In 2018, the government officially appointed Abiy Ahmed as the new prime minister. Abiy quickly moved to dismantle the long-standing TPLF political influence. He boldly merged the ethnic-based parties of the ruling coalition into a single national entity. This new organization was named the Prosperity Party. Abiy aimed to create a unified, strongly centralized state. However, TPLF leaders explicitly refused to join the new political merger. They viewed the move as an intentional attempt to erase their cultural identity. They retreated to their home region of Tigray in protest. The bitter political standoff eventually escalated into direct military confrontation. In September 2020, the TPLF defied a crucial federal mandate regarding national elections. The federal government had postponed the elections due to the global pandemic. The Tigray region stubbornly held their own regional vote anyway. Federal authorities promptly declared this localized election null and void, This act of constitutional defiance served as the final breaking point. On November 4, 2020, Prime Minister Abe launched a massive military campaign. He officially called it a law enforcement operation. The government claimed this violent action was merely a domestic policing matter. However, it quickly evolved into a fully brutal civil war. The conflict involved heavy artillery, frequent airstrikes, and widespread destruction of civilian infrastructure. The two-year conflict rapidly became one of the deadliest wars of the modern century. The fierce fighting involved federal forces, Eritrean troops, and Amhara regional militias. They battled relentlessly against the Tigray Defense Forces across multiple bloody fronts. The human cost of this devastating conflict remains entirely staggering. Credible estimates suggest the total death toll ranges from 162,000 to 600,000 people. The war also triggered a remarkably massive displacement crisis. At the peak of the conflict in 2021, over 5 million Ethiopians fled their destroyed homes. The federal government implemented a severe humanitarian blockade on the Tigray region. This blockade strictly restricted access to vital medicine, daily fuel, and food supplies. As a direct result, over 90% of the Tigrayan population required urgent food aid. The entire region faced widespread starvation and catastrophic human suffering. Immense international pressure eventually forced both warring sides to the negotiating table. In November 2022, they signed a landmark peace deal in South Africa. The African Union successfully facilitated this critical diplomatic agreement. The historic Pretoria Agreement formally ended the active military fighting. It specifically required the TPLF to disarm their heavy military forces. The federal government agreed to restore essential public services to the region. The agreement also mandated the creation of a temporary regional government. In March 2023, authorities formally established the Interim Regional Administration. The federal government appointed TPLF official Getachew Reda to lead this new body. The administration was supposed to maintain legal order until new elections could happen. However, the temporary government quickly became a source of intense internal conflict. The peace deal left many core political issues completely unresolved. Since late 2023, the TPLF has suffered from incredibly deep internal divisions. The political party sharply split into two primary opposing factions. Getachew Reda led one group, favoring diplomatic cooperation with the federal government in Addis Ababa. The other faction fiercely followed the old guard chairman, Debretsion Gebremichael. This second group viewed the federal government as entirely untrustworthy. They consistently advocated for restoring the pre-war sovereignty of the region. These various, often conflicting elements within the party finally ruptured into open defiance. On May 5, 2026, the TPLF Central Committee made a highly drastic decision. They officially rejected the federal extension of the interim administration mandate. By forcefully electing Debretsion, they signaled a complete withdrawal from the legal framework. This aggressive action entirely severed all vital communication lines with the federal capital. Several territorial disputes continue to heavily fuel the ongoing regional animosity. The legal status of Western Tigray remains a highly volatile military flashpoint. Amhara nationalists vehemently claim the TPLF illegally annexed this fertile land in 1991. Conversely, Tigrayan authorities maintain it is legally their territory based on constitutional settlement patterns. During the recent war, Amhara regional forces violently seized full control of the area. The heavy military involvement of neighboring Eritrea complicates the situation even further. Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki views the TPLF as a permanent existential threat. Eritrean troops provided absolutely critical military support to the Ethiopian federal government. Despite the peace agreement, Eritrean forces strongly remain in parts of northern Tigray. Human rights organizations continue to accuse these troops of severe abuses. The complete failure to secure their withdrawal severely angers many Tigrayan leaders. The federal government currently faces multiple severe national security challenges. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is fiercely fighting deadly conflicts on several different fronts. The Aramo and Amhara regions are currently experiencing highly significant violent uprisings. Amhara militias fiercely revolted when the government attempted to disarm regional special forces. Similarly, the Aramo Liberation Army is currently engaged in a fierce insurgency against federal troops. Many former political allies now view the Prosperity Party with deep suspicion. They fear the new government will eventually erase constitutional protections for ethnic groups. The current administration desperately seeks a unified national identity. However, loud critics argue this approach dangerously marginalizes specific group rights. This national instability makes the situation in Tigray even more dangerous. The Ethiopian military is severely overstretched across these multiple combat zones. Healing the remarkably deep wounds of this conflict strictly requires genuine accountability. Ethiopia formally adopted a new national transitional justice policy in April 2024. The legal framework heavily aims to address the widespread atrocities committed during the war. However, international human rights groups remain highly skeptical of this domestic process. The Ethiopian government explicitly rejected any direct international judicial involvement. The current national policy strongly prioritizes national ownership over independent international tribunals. Critics legitimately fear this approach will easily allow high-level perpetrators to receive political amnesties. The severe lack of an independent judiciary severely undermines the credibility of the process. Civil society organizations passionately argue the government cannot act as both combatant and judge. True justice tragically remains elusive for the millions of victims. Many students of post-colonial studies deeply recognize this highly familiar pattern of state protection. The recent political maneuvers by the TPLF carry entirely catastrophic potential. By restoring their pre-war government, they have definitively abandoned the fragile peace process. Furthermore, military mobilization is reportedly already underway in the volatile northern region. Demobilized Tigrayan fighters are currently returning to their former military units. Meanwhile, federal authorities have loudly warned of another impending law enforcement operation. The heavy stakes for the civilian population could not be much higher. As of mid-2024, over 21 million Ethiopians desperately required humanitarian assistance. There are still an estimated 4.5 million internally displaced persons. Over 250,000 Tigrayan fighters remain patiently awaiting full demobilization. Both warring sides have spent the last 3 years quietly rearming their forces. A return to active combat would trigger an unimaginable humanitarian disaster. The fragile nation once again stands firmly on the precipice of total war. Many dedicated activists in the anti-apartheid movement correctly warned about the profound dangers of unresolved ethnic divisions. Copyright, African Elements.